I'm John Moore, and this is Exposition, an arts and culture podcast. And I'm speaking with Dennis Stromat, who is a Creole musician, and he's been traveling all over the place, picking up the culture wherever he goes, and bringing his fiddle along with him. And he's also playing at Tunes at Twilight Friday, June 12th. So welcome.
Thank you. Good to be here.
Tell me a little bit about how you got your start.
Well, it's an extremely long story, but Cape Girardeau plays a big part of it. And actually, I was really my first exposure to, you know, what was and is, you know, French Creole music really was kind of in and around Vincennes, Indiana, when I was a kid, growing up with the rendezvous and events that have been there. Vincennes is an old French town, and I live about, grew up, about 50 minutes from there. And when I found out about other areas, like in Prairie de Roche, Illinois, and Cahokia, and places like that, when I was in my early teens, we'd go over there and, you know, visit some of those places, and I learned about some of the traditions happening around there. But it wasn't really until I went to Cape Girardeau when I went to school there about 36 years ago that went to Southeast Missouri State University that I was in a conversation with a professor there, Dr. Frank Nickel, and we got to talking just about French culture and the area that I was from and a lot of my personal interest, you know, in it. And he mentioned the area called the Old Mines, and which is about an hour and a half from Cape. And he talked about the French-speaking population there. And so he suggested I go, you know, and just kind of, and so I did. Of course, these are in the days before the internet, and there was no way, you know, no GPSing or anything like this. You know, you followed a map and you stopped at gas stations and you asked questions. And that's exactly what I did. And I was able to find my way there to the area around Fertile, Missouri, about 10 miles north of Old Mines, you know, 16 miles north of Potosi. And I actually went into what was called the parish workers and met several ladies there who all spoke French, and not from France. I mean, they were descendants, you know, of the French, you know, in the area for over 300 years. And I was just absolutely fascinated. You know, Dr. Nickel had talked about this, but, you know, I would go to St. Jean, but there was no one there. You know, there were a lot of beautiful homes, great history, but no one that spoke French. But when I was in the Old Mines area, I found these people that did, and then that led me to going to house parties, what they call bouillon parties, with soup parties, and I spent a great deal of time going to these every week instead of probably doing what I should have done, which was, you know, stay in my dorm room and study all weekend. I would go to Old Mine, and I would go to DeSoto and places around there out in the area around Herculaneum and Potosi, and go to these house parties and spend time with people. And started learning to play fiddle with a gentleman near Cadet by the name of Roy Bouyer. And I met another one, Charlie Paggi. And then I got introduced to other folks in the area, Annie Paggi, as well as Ida Portel and Genevieve Portel Polied, and several others, you know, that were singers in the area. And I just started spending time with them and learning the music. But in the process, I was learning the language all while I was going to school at the university. And I would always come back. And of course, my friends were always, "What have you been up to again?" over the weekend.
And, yeah.
Well, I would tell them a little bit about, you know, what I was doing. And they were kind of like pretty much shocked. They're like, "Well, that seems to be kind of odd. You know, you're spending your weekends with people who are 80 and 90 years old every week." And I was like, "Well, yeah, but it's really fun and it's fascinating." And so it was just, you know, a part of, you know, the learning process for me. And I just really enjoyed it. And it turned out to be as much, you know, an education for me as it was being in the classroom, you know? And so that's really kind of what started things off for me.
Well, it's certainly no surprise to anybody that knew the late Dr. Frank Nichol that he would introduce someone to something and they became very interested in it themselves. But sounds like you became very immersed in the culture right away. And you didn't play fiddle before, am I right?
I did, but we're talking just a few months.
Oh, okay.
I mean, I had only been playing just a few months, and that to say I was playing is a stretch. You know, I had it. But I mean, I played guitar, I played piano, I played drums, you know, so I played other instruments, you know, but really my whole idea of what learning to play fiddle was there, you know, in the Old Mines area, you know, Cadet, Old Mines, Potosi. And so as I was learning, like I say, that was, you know, you can say that when you learn to play an instrument, the way that you learn to first play sticks with you forever. I mean, so the way I play, even when I'm playing, you know, country music or Western swing, or even Cajun music, I can't get, you know, Missouri French fiddling out of me, you know.
Well, I think that's probably what makes your music so unique, is because you have that influence, that deep influence that kind of carries through all the different genres that you've played.
Yeah, I mean, it's just always there. And, you know, because people always remark, you know, to me, they always ask me questions about my bowing style and why it's different, you know, in some cases. And you know, and I just point, you know, I point to Roy Bouyer, you know, Charlie Paggi, you know, Pete Bouyer, Merle Belt's another one, Lloyd Lalamundier, who was up in Bloomsdale, you know, outside of St. Jean. He's another fiddle player, you know, who I spent time with, and just all these guys, and of course the singers, you know, learning to sing the songs and the application, you know, of, you know, the fiddle or the violin into that music has just, you know, like I say, really just charted my course. And even when I went to Louisiana, you know, after living in Missouri, I moved to Louisiana, Cajun country, and lived in Lafayette, and I remarked how different, you know, in some ways, I mean, there were some similarities, but I just remarked how different that Missouri, you know, Illinois, and I always have to add Illinois into that because, you know, that, because to not would completely, you know, miss all of the French, you know, who live in Southern Illinois, you know, in Cahokia area, because I used to go there, and I learned to sing some songs in Cahokia from the Ducharme family there, and I used to run the Guionies every year in Prairie de Roche, you know, Illinois. And, you know, but I learned to sing it in Old Mines. So that was always fun because there were some differences, you know, from Old Mines to Prairie. And, you know, but that's always been fun, you know, just that, you know, the differences and the similarities, you know, in our communities, and then how that all differs from like Cajun country, you know, because a lot of people, you know, will say, oh, well, Missouri French, these must be Cajuns in Missouri. Nope. Our French are not anywhere near Cajun. And in fact, if you want to get right down to it, our French are older than Cajuns because our French communities predate Cajuns by 50 years. So Cajuns, even their introduction into Louisiana from Acadia was later. You know, if anything, Cajuns came into an area of Louisiana where a lot of our French, there were similar, you know, same families, same type of culture that was in Louisiana when the Acadians arrived, you know, or became known as Cajuns. And so they would even adapt some of our French ancestors' music and style. And so that's why there is similarity, you know, some similarities, you know, between what we have, you know, in Missouri, Illinois, you know, in the Indiana and Cajun country because of that adaptation, but we're not the same, you know. And so I'm always careful when I, you know, when, like I say, when people talk about that, they'll be like, oh, that's great. You know, you must play Missouri Cajun music. No, you know, that's not what we do. But, you know, we can play Cajun music. I lived in Louisiana, worked in Cajun bands, and I know I've done the difference and worked in Cajun. And Cajuns, like I say, when I lived there, even remarked on how strange, in their point of view, Missouri and Illinois French music was. I even remarked on the difference of our accent because I don't speak Cajun French. I speak, you know, Missouri, Illinois French. Some people use the term pawpaw, you know, French, and which I learned a lot of, you know, in the old mines area, but I was also learning in Illinois as well. And that's not pawpaw French. That is a different, you know, Illinois French, similar, very similar, but different, you know, in some ways and word usage and pronunciation. And, you know, so I'm just kind of a, you might say, kind of musically and linguistically a little bit of a hodgepodge, you know, of the Illinois country. But it's always fun, you know, and, you know, going and playing for folks and talking about our history and talking about the culture and, you know, what still goes on, you know, kind of in the tri-state area.
At Tunes of Twilight, I know you've played in the Cape Girardeau area many times, I'm sure, but can you tell us a little bit about what we have to expect at the Tunes at Twilight performance on June 12th?
Yeah. I mean, we'll probably do kind of a, you know, I guess to put it tongue in cheek, we'll do some of the greatest hits, you know, of, you know, Missouri and Illinois, you know, French Creole music. There are a lot of really cool, you know, fiddle tunes, ballads, you know, really fast dance songs, you know, that are sung. We have some like children's songs that we do that are clap along songs, you know, and we have what they call the response songs, Chanson à la Bande is the name of it, which is a response tune that, and that's pretty much part of the tradition is, you know, people, you'd have somebody, you know, yelling out, you know, a refrain, and then everybody would answer that. And so we do that, you know, with some songs. And so, you know, we're hoping we got, you know, that we'll have, you know, several hundred folks, you know, come out, and we'll see if we can get a really, really loud Chevalier de la Tavernon going.
A call and response, right? More or less.
Yes. Yeah. Call and response.
Yes. So, your band, you do play, I guess, is it still fairly regularly the L'Esprit Creole? Do you still play with them?
Yeah, we have a trio. One of my band members is Greg Bigler. He lives in the Champaign, Urbana, Illinois area, pretty far from Cape. And then Virgil Franklin is my guitar player. He lives fairly close to Terre Haute, Indiana. Well, actually between Terre Haute and Vincennes, and he's in Vincennes a lot. He has worked at the University of Vincennes. So he's also, you know, very familiar, you know, with the music and the culture, you know, in that sense. And they all get involved in the singing, you know, as well. And, you know, so like I say, it'll be fun. It'll be a kind of a mix. And we'll probably show, you know, a few examples of Cajun music, you know, in what we perform just to show the differences in the music.
Will you have anybody with you this time?
Well, yeah, that's my band.
Okay,
my bass player will be with me, Greg, and my guitar player will be with me, Virgil.
All right, and if people want to hear some of that music before, just kind of get a taste of some of the things you've done, is there a website that they can go to?
Yeah, they can go to creolefiddle.com. That's creolefiddle.com. It's just exactly like what it sounds, Creole Fiddle. Like if you like Creole food, then you know how to spell it. And it's creolefiddle.com. And there's a lot of stuff on the site, and you can read about what we've done. But we've played, you know, over the years. I mean, we've been featured at the Library of Congress, the Smithsonian, the Kennedy Center. We've played the New Orleans Jazz Fest. We've toured Canada, you know, the French-speaking area of Canada, of course. And I look forward to seeing folks in Cape because I always love being in Cape Girardeau. If I could ever live there again, I would. One of my most enjoyable times.
Certainly a lot of French culture. People just need to know, keep their eyes open and kind of look at some of the streets as well and the architecture. You can certainly see the influence there. And not absolutely. Only that, but obviously the town name, quite
yep.
obviously.
Yeah. Yes, yeah. Absolutely. Yes.
Well, thanks for speaking with us. Dennis Stromat, who will be playing at Tunes at Twilight Friday, June 12th at Ivor Square Gazebo in downtown Cape at 7 p.m. And depending on weather, hopefully it's nice weather and you'll get to play on the gazebo stage. Otherwise, the rainout location will be at the Gospel Life Church just down the street on Broadway. Well, thanks for speaking with us.
Absolutely. Looking forward to it. Thank you.
All right. Thank you.